This is Holy Land Moments. What does the Old Testament tell us about angels? Who are these mysterious messengers, and what purpose do they serve? The fellowships Yael Eckstein shares from her father, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's teachings on this important topic for Christians and Jews.
In the book of Numbers, when the Israelites were in the desert, the sorcerer Balaam went with the advisors of King Balak in order to curse the people of Israel. But God sent an angel to block him. This sword-wielding angel looked so frightening and threatening that Balaam's donkey refused to continue on his way. The Jewish sages teach that although the supernatural being looked like the angel of death, it was actually the angel of mercy that God has sent. In his infinite love and mercy, God was trying to stop Balaam from doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. God was saving Balaam from himself. Friends, as my father, Rabbi Eckstein, teaches, so often it seems that something is seriously wrong when things don't go our way. The story of Balaam reminds us that when it seems like God is preventing us from getting what we want, he is really keeping us from hurting ourselves. God sends his angel of mercy to stand in our way and protect us from the sin or misdirection in our hearts. Perhaps an angel in your life has protected you from dangers you never even knew about.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Visit ifcj.ca/devotional for our free resource on Rabbi Eckstein's inspirational teachings about angels, God's mysterious messengers. That's ifcj.ca/devotional.